The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
COVID ruins everything, and I don't know what to do. And if I don't make a decision in the next 12 hours, I'm going to lose a lot of money.
Isn't that the way that it goes nowadays, right?
So aggravating.
When it comes to travel, it will really make you nuts.
Yeah. So here's what happened. Like, for many, many months, we have planned to go away with my cousin and her husband. And, you know, they're our best friends. It's like a couple's trip. My husband and I only do one alone trip a year with our friends. This is like the only time we do it. And we're very excited. We've had everything planned. We're going to New Orleans. Now, New Orleans, I've only been there once, and it was for a bachelorette trip. And it was very much a party scene.
Sure.
So this is the kind of place that you only go, I think, with your friends, you know, like a place that you're going to go and celebrate. Well, lo and behold, of course, the friends that are going with us have COVID, and now the kids are getting COVID, so they can't go. And now I have to make a decision on, do we still go by ourselves? Do we use our one trip to go somewhere like that? We never would have gone there by ourselves. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Do I frantically try to find somewhere else? But I started looking last night, like when we first got the news, and everything is so expensive because it's so last minute now. Mm. Or do we just cancel the whole thing, because we're in this 12-hour window right now where I can cancel everything in the next 12 hours and we don't lose any money and we just stay home.
Right. Right.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, you're close, right? I mean, New Orleans, when I think about New Orleans, I think about a party town. I mean, there's plenty of cool things to do down there. I mean, there's like the haunted history and, you know, there's got to be food and drink. That's for sure. But I mean, you know, you could do that anywhere. Essentially, there are casinos that'll keep you busy. But again, it's just you and your husband. It's not necessarily the activities that you take, you know, just yourselves. It's not Paris.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Well, you know, my husband, my husband so desperately wants me to be a golfer that he bought me golf clubs for Mother's Day. I told him that I would do it when I retired. For some reason, he thinks I'm retiring.
That's tomorrow.
Right. He's like, I got you these golf clubs. I'm like, what? I mean, they were like on clearance at the sporting goods store. Like, nobody get like confused.
I mean, it's nice, though, that he's excited about it.
Right.
But I don't think of New Orleans as golfing, right? I think of 100% humidity and alligators.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
But I started trying to look at like golf resorts. I'm like, all right, well, we got nothing else to do. Let's go to a golf resort.
Sure.
It's so much money. It's so much money. So I just want to do a quick poll. Like, what would you do? Would you go to New Orleans with your husband, who isn't really a partier? It's one thing when you're with your friends that are there to party.
Right.
Do we suck it up and just go? Do we cancel the whole thing altogether and just stay home with the kids and we'll try again next year? Or I don't know. What do you think? What would you do in this situation? 1-800-330-9999. It's a problem that I'm having and I don't have a solution and I need some help because I don't know what to do and time is ticking to make a decision.
Mm.
Months and months and months ago, we had planned to go away for Memorial Day weekend. We were going to go to New Orleans. It was me, my husband, and my cousin Angela, who's my best friend, and her husband. Two couples. We go away without our kids for like 3 days once a year. That's it. This was our big trip. Well, guess what? They have COVID. They can't go and they're heartbroken. And now I don't know what to do because if my husband and I were taking a solo trip, it wouldn't have been in New Orleans. That's a party town. That's a place you go with your friends.
Yeah, two people banging around on Bourbon Street is different than four, six, you know, that type of thing. So
yeah.
I understand.
But what do you do? Do I just cancel the trip now or do I just go with just my husband and make the best of it? Like, I don't know. 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
I honestly would call it off. This is a trip that you planned with your friends. If you go with just your husband, everything you try to do, you're going to wish your friends were there with you. It's not worth it. You're just going to waste the money.
I even made us a bar crawl with our friends.
I mean, your husband's just not going to measure up to your cousin's presence.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. There's a different vibe when you're with somewhere with your friends and you're going to the dueling piano bar and then you're going to the carousel bar versus like when it's just you and your husband where, I don't know, we could just go anywhere and just go have a nice dinner.
Right. And then after you're like, I'm kind of tired. Right. Want to go back?
Right. Want to go back to sleep? Yeah, all right.
Yeah, we could do that.
Tana and Raven, would you take the trip? What would you do?
Absolutely take the trip. I went there last month to New Orleans with somebody who's also not a partier, and we had the best time.
I told Anna that she should go wrestle an alligator, right? Like, she should, you know, do something cool like that, you know?
That's your idea of cool?
Yeah, something that you can only do in Louisiana. You know what you should do? You should go big mouth bass, or what is it, catfishing, mm-hmm. when you you stick your hand in the hole. And you hope to just stick your arm inside a catfish. I think they call it noodling.
Okay.
You shove your arm inside a catfish's mouth. Uh-huh. It's so massive, and then you pull that out.
I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't want to.
Go for it, Anna. Go for it.
Yeah. See, right. There you go. That's a little encouragement.
Anna and Raven, would you still take the trip, or would you just cancel the whole thing?
Absolutely go. It's fantastic, and this is the best time of the year to go.
How many beads do you got, huh? She talks like somebody that's been down there.
I have been several times. There are ghost tours. There are airboat rides. There's tours of the garden section. That's food world. You should absolutely go.
Did you wrestle an alligator?
I have not.
Dang it.
Don't think I ever will, but I am sure there is a place where you can go watch people wrestle alligators.
I mean, don't rule it out. Don't rule it out.
Oh, I'm not ruling it out. If I go, I'm definitely going to go, like, watch people wrestle alligators.
I mean, maybe get in there. Anna and Raven, what do you think? Should Anna go or stay?
1,000% go. You never know. She might make it, you know, a future date to go, and the flight can be canceled. The weather can stop it. Something can happen. Go. You have your husband. Go, go, go. Without a doubt.
Go, go, go.
On our text line, I say cancel. Do a bunch of day trips. Save it for when you can really enjoy it. I mean, let's be honest. It's not cheap. So you're spending like a good amount of money to go on a trip that you wouldn't really have gone on by yourself. That's true.
Yeah, you're down with day trips. To me, day trips just make me depressed that I'm not going someplace else.
On our text line, my son moved to Baton Rouge last July. We visited in November, went to the plantations, restaurants, World War II Museum. We will not be returning to New Orleans when we visit again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Turn.
It's not a ring. Not a really good endorsement
it was
right
be
there.
Nice. I was looking to be like, oh, architecture, all that stuff. But she's like, nope, not one time was good.
Yeah. Anna, go on the trip. Life is short. Your husband will have a blast. I don't know. I still don't know. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.